Hannah.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I spent 5 minutes trying to get on with my cell, and I couldn't, so I'm here on the landline.
I understand, because I had trouble with both classes last night. I couldn't get on.
Yeah, well, it's been all week like that for me. Malka told me maybe it's the battery, but my phone isn't but 2 years old, so I'll have to make a trip to Sprint and let them check it, I guess. Unless you think it's, you know, the conference call. But it works fine on the landline, so I don't know. Don't know enough about technology.
Both of us have the same issue.
Mm-hmm.
But it's clear for me that I had trouble with both classes last night. That's why I wasn't on.
Okay.
So
I did call in
the corporate to see what the problem was and negative change. And they never called me back. They have a mm-hmm. message that says, you know, leave your problem and we'll call you back. But they never did. But this morning
there's a message that's in Spanish, and then, you know, it's not the same voice. I'll get two or three messages, and then sometimes after about the third time, which is 4 to 5 minutes into my trying, and most of the time I've started before the time, a minute or two, and then it'll work, but it didn't do that last night. That's my trouble. My landline is these other calls. Let me get off and see, because Tony was in an accident yesterday and it may be dealing with the insurance or something. I'll get back on in just a few minutes. I'm sorry.
No problem.
Anna, I'm back.
Welcome back.
Okay.
Although it's only 1 minute and you're the only one who got through, so.
Okay, I just heard a beep.
Brandela.
Good morning. You're getting very, very particular, Brandy. Okay, our psalm today is Psalm 76. You can find a handout on the unique astrological times link. And scroll down to the section that's titled Meet People. And we will have the handout. And this is another psalm that Rabbi we're going to be using the Mechon Mamre website for our translations. And we will start with the Psalms landing page, number 2. And that opens up, scroll down to Tehillim 76, which is where we will begin the class after the Rishon Yechid. Rishon Yechid Kutshabari traditional Kavanah to use when saying this psalm. first word is lamnaseach, which has the meaning of a pruning or a cutting. But I refer you to the introduction for the yearning for redemption. And I strongly recommend that you read that introduction. It's really phenomenal. There are 13 verses in Psalm 76. And 13 is a number that connects to the essence of oneness or unity from the Hebrew word echad. There are other words that translate as love, caring, my father, and many other words that have a gematria of 13 in the Tanakh. And this psalm is the last psalm we say on the 14th day of the month. And on that 14th day, we're saying a total of 95 verses, which connects to the word HaMelech, the king, connecting to Hashem. You can use the link in this section to open up to the Bachon Mamre, and then once it's open up, scroll down to chapter 76, which is where I will begin. I'm not saying I'm being for the leader with a string music, a psalm of a song, a song. There are many different understandings of the word asaf. Some people call it a man's name. Others translate it in different ways. One, in the notes, which is translated as a string with string music. There is some commentary to the effect that King David played a 8-string guitar, for lack of a better word, string music. He played an 8-string harp that he was on the wall, and that used to wake him up when the wind would blow at midnight to let him know that it was time to make him look at this again. The second verse. No da be Yehuda Elohim, Israel Gadol Shemo. In Judah is God known. His name is great in Israel. The first three words that are translated as in Judah is God known. But we need to remember that Yehuda comes from the word hod, the sefirah hod, and it represents thankfulness and appreciation. And so this verse, these three words could be interpreted or translated differently. It could be he knows our thanks, or with thanks. With thankfulness, Elohim knows. There are six words, which is an indication of Zerantin by itself, not connected to Malchut. This is a good verse to remember to recite whenever you are walking on your way, whenever you are connecting to prayer, you're doing mundane tasks. Reciting this verse is one of the verses that's a good thing to do, because it connects you to Hashem. There are 28 letters in verse 2, which connects us to the word koach, meaning strength or power. The third verse, Vayehi v'shalem sukko u'monato v'tzion. In Salem also is set his tabernacle and his dwelling place in Zion. This verse can be translated differently as well, because the word shalem, the shalem, with the completion of his tabernacle. And then we have the word vayehi, which means there is completion with his tabernacle. Yes.
I'd like to make a comment.
Sure.
When I used to take class into the sanctuary, and we would take out the Torah, I learned when I studied the parts of the Torah scroll, all the parts, the page, the columns, everything. Words all had to do in the post section Amidah to the tabernacle. So it led up that the tabernacle was still there within the Torah scroll.
I'm not surprised by what you're saying. It's a good comment. It's all true. The whole idea of we see separation, we see a tabernacle, or we read about the tabernacle, and we see the ark in our synagogues, and we see the Torah scroll, and they're all unified. And how are they unified? They're unified exactly the way you described, because they're all patterned after the Torah itself, which is the universe is patterned after the Torah itself. And always remember that the Torah scroll represents Anochi, the first word in the Esther Dibrot. And the metaphorical translation of Anochi is I write my soul to you. So whenever they're taking this Torah scroll out of the ark, that is a good thing to keep in mind.
I'm going to mute again.
Verse 4. Shama Shibar Rishvei Kashet Magen Recherev Umilchama Sela. There, he broke the fiery shafts of the bow, the shield and the sword in the battle. Selah. Remember, the word Selah does not get translated. It has no translation. It is a Gematria 95 connecting to the king. We are taught that whenever you see the word Selah, that you should pause and contemplate what was said before. There are eight words connecting to the world that is coming. Which is Bina, which is Olam Haba, the world that is coming. There are 29 letters, which connects to the month of Av, because the letters that created the month of Av is Kaf and Tet, 29. And what is the meaning of the month of Av? It's called the month of the Father. This connection, where it seems to be that we're dealing with battles, right? He broke the shafts of the bow, the shield, and the sword in the battle. But there's no name of God in here. But it is through the 29 letters that we connect to the Father, which is the Sephirah of Chokmah in its completed state of 10 Sephirot, a part C. The fifth verse. Naor ata dir mechares taref. Glorious art thou and excellent, coming down from the mountains of prey. These are five words. The word mountains usually refers to the patriarchs, Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, which are connected to the three Sephirot of Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet. The five words is connecting us to the five worlds. But what is what's the concept of the mountains of prey? The mountains of prey, in my opinion, would be the three Sephirot, the equivalent in the negative system. Nineteen letters in verse 5 connects us to the name Chava. It also connects us to the 19 years of the calendar cycle. Number 19 also connects us to the unity of male and female through the idea that the male lacks 10 Sephirot. He only has 9 because his wife is the 10th, while the woman is complete with a full complement of 10 Sephirot. Shinatam. Below Matsu, call on Shechayu. Yedehem. The stout-hearted are bereft of sense. They sleep their sleep. And the large N represents a separation, meaning a space in the Torah scroll. And none of the men of might have found their hands. Eleven words connects to the 11 components of the Keturah. And again, we don't see the name of God in this verse. But there's a miracle being described. The stout-hearted are bereft of sense. They sleep their sleep. While they were sleeping, the men, the army of Sanhedrin could not use their hands. They became paralyzed. There are 42 letters connecting us to the Anabakoa, connecting us to the creation and the tools of creation, and indicating to us that this was a new creation, a new miracle that Hashem had not done before. The seventh verse. Nigaracha Elohai Yaakov Nirdam Verechev Vahasimus. I rebuke, O God of Jacob, they are cast into a dead sleep, the riders also, and the horses. I should have said Elohim of Jacob, which could be interpreted as the judgment of Jacob. Jacob was judged. And we are taught that before Hashem does something to, quote unquote, an enemy of Israel, Israel is judged to see if warrant Hashem to do that action of judgment on the others. And that, in my opinion, is one of the reasons why we live in a generation where we do not see outright miracles, because a generation is always being judged and we come up lacking. There are eight words in this verse. Excuse me, did the wrong verse. Verse 7. There are six words connecting the Zerantin. Even though the word is Jacob, Yaakov, we're being told that it's Israel through the number of words. Six letters indicating Hashem. So we have the unity of Elohim with Hashem in this verse, which is what's necessary for a miracle to manifest. The eighth verse. Ata Nora Ata Umi Yamod Lefanecha Me'azapecha. Thou. Nora means a glow, but it's not being translated that way. Thou, the glowing thou, the of you, is terrible. And who may stand in thy sight when once thou art angry? It's really not a good translation, which is one of the reasons that Rabbi Sutton hasn't translated it. But if you look at this idea, the word atah, we always say Baruch Atah Hashem as part of our blessing, the words of our blessing that we constantly repeat. But we could say the words as Baruch Hashem without the word Atah, and the translation wouldn't change. The energy of the blessing would change. Because what does the word Atah tell us? Yes, Atah is you for the masculine form. But it's really Aleph to Tah. All of the energy of the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet, they're all included in this phrase, Aleph to Tah. And the last letter of the He is the world. And so the word Atah is saying all of the energy of Zeron Pin, all the energy of all of the creations, is injected into the physical world, that lower hay. It gives you a different perspective on this verse. And it's why Rabbi Sutton's having difficulty translating it. And I would not even try and translate it differently. I'm just giving you information. What is the meaning of all of the energy into the physical world creates the glow of all of the energy in the physical world? And who, Umi, is standing before you're before, Bifanecha. Does it mean before you, or you are standing? Before who? Or in the proper English, before whom? And the last word, your anger, is correct. Apetha means your anger. But with this word, me'az, I'm not sure of the meaning of this word, although the fact that I could substitute an ayin for the zak, for the aleph, to create the word az, meaning strength, or also a goat. So it would be from the strength of your anger. So you see how the literal word translation is not covered in this English translation. But I've also mixed the metaphors with the literal translation. So I can understand why Rabbi Sutton has great difficulty with this. Mishamayim ishmata din Eretz Yara Ushakata. Thou didst cause sentence to be heard from heaven. The earth feared and was still. Six words, again, is there on pin, without the unity of Malchut. 25 letters represents the five worlds within the five worlds. 25 is also the number of letters in the phrase Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And there are 24 letters in the Baruch Shem phrase. But that is lacking a vav in one of the words. So there's really, when the Mashiach comes, there will be 25 letters in that verse for a total of 50. While right now it's just the 49 letters in the Shema. And that's a very meaningful number because it's the seven Sephirot within the seven Sephirot. It's the days of the Omer. It's the step-by-step growth from the gift of Pesach to the gift of also the same light. One is earned, that of Shavuot. Verse 10. Ikon Yamishpat Elohim Yehoshia Kol Andrei Eretzelah. When God arose to judgment to save all the humble of the earth, Selah. Eight words connecting to Bina, connecting to Olam Haba, the world that is coming. And that's a hint to what many people fear, that prior to the Mashiach, there will be such judgment in the world. And there's prophecies that two-thirds of the world will die prior to the coming of the Mashiach. And that's what we who study Kabbalah strive to stop, to change, so that that prophecy does not have to come true. The 11th verse. Ki hamat adam kedecha she'erit kamot kach gor. Surely the wrath of man shall praise thee. The residue of wrath shall thou gird upon thee. It's a very interesting metaphorical translation. There are seven words representing the unity of Zeratim and Malchut. There are 24 letters representing 12 hours of the day and 12 hours of the night. Representing the 12 tribes of Israel and the 12 legions of angels. The 12th verse. Nidru Ishamu Lashem Elohechem Kosaviva Rukyo Bilu Shai Lamora. Thou, and pay unto the Lord your God, say unto Hashem Elohim, let all that are round about him bring presents unto him that is to be feared. Nine words connecting either to Hakma or to Yesod. And 40 letters is connected to the letter Mem, which connects to the water, the waters of the world, which connects to the level, the consciousness of mercy, of loving kindness, of chesed. The 13th verse. He diminished the spirit of princes. He is terrible to the kings of the earth. The 6th words connects to Zeranpin. Connects to the complete structure of the five sephirot within the five sephirot or the five sephirot. Now you understand the Kavanah that was issued saying this was a prophecy written by King David before the battle with Sennacherib, when there were the two nations, and Sennacherib went and captured the 10 nations and sent them into exile, and then he tried to conquer the land of Judah, where the temple was in Jerusalem. And he could not do so because of this miracle. And yet his name is not mentioned in any of these 13 verses. Perhaps it's mentioned in code. I'm not well versed enough in Hebrew to know that. But this psalm is clearly a very coded psalm, and we should remember that and connect to those codes as best we are able to do. The energy is in the codes. I will now read the Hebrew in sequence. Lam Natsaya Bingino Fis Borle Asa Shir Noda Biyuda Elohim Israel Gadoshimo Vayehi Bishalem Suko Monato Betsio Shama Shibar Rishve Kashet Magen Veherev Uvil Hamasela Naorata Dir Mehare Taref Eshtolu Abirele Namushinata Willow Matu Kolam Shechayu Yidehem Migaracha Eloheya
When we studied Psalm 67, and it also had the word Lam Netzeach, and it was the idea that David had that psalm painted on his shield. And I think maybe one of the codes might have to do with Psalm 67. Especially, I think, because the introduction mentions that there are 55 psalms that have that word. And if it meant having to do, you know, words to the conductor of the orchestra or the leader of the choir, that kind of thing, and that would have been one level, but the higher level was all these psalms that have Lam Netzeach in it. The great choir master, the great conductor is Hashem himself. So I kind of feel like one of the codes has to do with just that word, the first word.
And the codes have to do with all 10 of the Sefirot.
Mm-hmm.
Lam Netzeach has the word Tzach within it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, but you're right. I mean, the Torah is filled with codes. And, you know, what I haven't really stressed, but most people don't really know, in our generation, the Psalms are all written in one scroll. That's why you have these, the N and P in the law, showing us where the spaces are.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very significant as well that it's written in one scroll, just as Proverbs is written on one scroll.
Okay, that was going to be my question, was about the space. Does it mean that there's something missing, or it's the start of a new paragraph, or do we know the meaning of the space?
Yes, the meaning of the space is this is where Hashem is giving you additional energy.
Okay.
Hashem is in the spaces in the Torah.
Right.
Sometimes it's nine letters where it'll start on the same line but separated by nine letters. Sometimes it will be 16 letters. And sometimes it will be on the next line. And yes, when it's on the next line, it's an indication of a paragraph change. So
okay.
It's many different codes within every aspect of the Torah. Many different meanings.
Okay.
And we've lost a lot of that information. We don't really know. what is the meaning of 16 letters? Well, it's Yud Vav, which is, we don't say that because it's to the male,
right,
the male energy of Hashem's name. That's why it's, we call it Tet Vav, or Tet,
right,
Zion.
Mm-hmm.
You have a beautiful, everyone have a beautiful Shabbat.
I thank you, and you too. Okay.
Shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.